Resubscribe if you are, if you let it go, or just subscribe if you're a new subscriber. The best voice of just the best voice. So I'm just saying.
I'm just. I'm actually going to have to boycott this one.
Why?
Because he went to Paris and didn't invite me.
I know. And, how can they do
that? And I'm very jealous. I'm throwing some jelly out there because...
Jelly?
Yeah, because let me tell you, he's sending back pictures of his trip, and it's so fucking beautiful.
I know.
With the big butt plug.
Oh, was that his?
No.
Oh.
But
no.
Did you see the big butt plug that's actually a Christmas tree?
The green one?
It's a Christmas tree.
Allegedly.
It's a huge fucking butt plug.
Yeah, exactly.
So, and I've got some people who could probably take. I know some people.
You know, if we were there, I don't know. Where is it at?
Isn't it in Paris?
Is it in Paris? I would actually.
I don't know. I didn't look for it. I just saw it on Facebook.
I would actually go and I would sneak in and I would put a big picture of Fatty on there because Big Fatty could put that thing up his, you know.
Oh, easily.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's
he's loose.
That's room to spare.
Oh, yeah.
Like a hot dog down a hall.
It'd be like nothing. I hate that shit. Don't tell me that.
Because you don't understand.
I don't get it. I know about the butt plug.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
I hate that shit. Don't tell me that.
Because you don't understand.
I don't get it.
Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 1768. The BFO for Two Ice Age, Tuesday the 4th of November 2014, y'all, coming up on today's Say It With Me. A little show. Y'all, I got no idea what I'm going to talk about. Big Fatty. Big Fatty, what is that? Constituents. Big Fatty, such a fancy word. Hi, everyone. I hope you're too. I say Tuesday is going well. Y'all, you are constituents today because, y'all, in the U.S. of A., it is election day. And, you know, Big Fatty doesn't talk very often about the politics of politics. But y'all, I gotta say, I do hope that you will exercise your right to bitch and complain. Big Fatty! Because, y'all, as far as Big Fatty's concerned, if you don't vote, you can't bitch. Big Fatty! We'll vote twice then. Okay. But anyway, they always say vote often. Vote, what is it? Is it something about vote early and vote often or something like that? Big Fatty. Y'all, I hope you'll get out and punch your card, fill in your vote for your favorite candidate or vote against. You know, if you don't have a favorite candidate, go vote against somebody. Big Fatty. But y'all, get on out there to your polling place and exercise your right as an American citizen. Yes, Big Fatty. Yeah, I gotta see y'all today. Y'all, you're not gonna believe it. Today, too, I say Tuesday, the 4th. The 4th of November, y'all. Try to remember the 4th of November. Big Fatty, that's not how that goes. You're right, it's not. Y'all, we have not one. Not two, I say two, but three. Three celebrations of exiting the birth canal today. Y'all, the first one used to be on the little show you heard at the beginning of today's little show. Y'all, it was the Jera of It's All About Me. Y'all, it was Jeremy who used to be on the It's All About Jeremy little show. Y'all, you know, it's now, they renamed it to It's All About Med. But Jeremy, it's his celebration of exiting the birth canal. And y'all, it is a bedrock of Pride 48 podcasting. Y'all, it is the one and only Reed, Big Fatty. And y'all, our third Our third and final celebration of exiting the birth canal today is, y'all, you hear him? You hear him kerfuffling in the background on the stick it with a poke and on the Lotzel little show. And y'all, he was out at the Pride 48 in Lost Wages this year. Y'all, one of the sweetest men you'll ever meet. Y'all, it is the Haunt Cub. Big Betty, we love the Haunt Cub. It's true. And so, y'all, if you see him on the Twitty or the Face Space, send out a big celebration of exiting the birth canal to Jeremy and the Ramble Reteed and the Haunt Cub. Big Betty, I just think it's just wonderful. However, if Haunt Cub finds a red hair in his cake, he'll know where it came from. Well, let's just hope it's not red and curly. Big Betty is vulgar! Yeah, Gussie, y'all, I know I've got one thing over here at Spotting Big Fatty that I hadn't read. Y'all, the last time we was over here, that Daniel Scott Angel, who y'all hadn't heard a word back from him, had posted a picture of why Big Fatty and Poodle are so close. Big Fatty conjoined. And y'all, our final picture over here is, oh dear Gussie, Big Fatty, that's vulgar. Mr. Mike up there in the Squamish, B.C., y'all spotted Big Fatty with the gift that keeps on giving. Y'all, it's Big Fatty's wearing his wedding dress. Big Fatty, you just love a vision of loveliness. And holding what appears to be a big black Delta B, that's vulgar. Y'all, I know some of you have sent some things over there to Spotting Crazy, and y'all, I hope that Spotting Crazy will get those things posted over there soon, because y'all, Big Fatty needs some content this week, because y'all, it's a busy week here at the coal mine, and Big Fatty, you don't even have enough to fill up today's little show, much less the rest of the week.
I don't know why, but you're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
Oh, you're hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, his whole life's a sham. And oh, all he wants is ham.
And I don't know why.
Oh, you big fat thing, you.
Hey, Big Fatty. Hey, Poodle. It's
Timmy
Dem.
Hi, Timmy.
I have a joke. I'm not sure if you have opening music for a joke, but play it if you do.
Okay.
And forewarning, I'm a terrible joke teller, the worst, but I'm going to try. A man is dining at a fancy restaurant, and there's this gorgeous redhead sitting at the next table. He has been checking her out since he sat down, but lacks the nerves to talk with her. Suddenly, she sneezes, and her glass eye comes flying out of its socket towards the man. He reflexively reaches out, grabs it out of the air, and hands it back.
Oh, my, I'm so sorry,
the woman says as she pops her eye back in her thin place.
Let me buy you dinner to make it up to you, she says.
They enjoy a wonderful dinner together, and afterwards they go to the theater, followed by drinks. They talk, they laugh, she shares her deepest dreams, and he shares his. She listens. After paying for everything, she asks him if he would like to come to her place for a nightcap and stay for breakfast. They had a wonderful, wonderful time. The next morning, she cooks a gourmet meal with all the trimmings. The guy is amazed. Everything had been so incredible. You know, he said, you are the perfect woman. Are you this nice to every guy?
No,
she replies. Now wait for it. It's coming. And she says,
you just happened to catch my eye.
Told you I'm a terrible joke teller. Okay. Bye, Poodle.
Bye.
Hi, Timmy. Oh, oh, Timmy, I loved it. I absolutely loved it. Big Fatty, you loved it because it was over a minute that he failed on your little show. Well, that didn't hurt either. But anyway, Timmy, thank you so much for the call. Y'all, that came in sometime last week, and I've just been kind of holding on to it. Quite honestly, I've been holding on to a couple of phone calls, hoping that I could use them later in the week. But y'all, some of that lemon chicken soup, y'all, and I've added some red pepper flakes to it, and it's delicious. But I've got to have content the early part of the week, so y'all, if you can help me out with some voice letters for the rest of the week, I sure would appreciate it, and I sure do wish old Spot and Crazy would get on over there and post some things over there. Spot and Big Fatty. Big Fatty!
Hey, Big Fatty, this is RC with an X. Big Fatty question, so cue the music.
Big Fatty, tell me about the horror.
How much bacon is too much bacon?
How do you clean your leather, Big Fatty?
Why do you call yourself Big Fatty, Big Fatty?
What's the best way to make a pound cake?
Who is your hairdresser?
How do you keep someone from blatantly and shamelessly ripping you off?
What's the best fiber?
It's time for Ask Big Fatty.
Thank you, Big Fatty, and y'all, our Axe Big Fatty question today comes to us. Y'all, we hadn't heard from R.C. Martinez up there in the Wisconsin in a while. R.C., what you got for us?
Okay, my question is, as you know, I'm a huge Dumb Monkeys fan, a big Ricky fan, Waylon, Bradley, and of course Roger now fan. So I have a question. If you were to come up with a sex act named after the Fell Monkeys, called maybe, you know, the Fell Monkey or a Fell Monkey, like you just did a Fell Monkey, what would it be? What would it mean to Fell Monkey somebody? Another question I had is, if Hello Waffles was a euphemism for something, or if it was code for something, or maybe even a sex act, what would that be? What would Hello Waffles be? Like, it would be like, oh, I walked in and Hello Waffles. Or, I don't know, maybe it would be like, yeah, I walked in and Hello Waffles. So, I don't know. I guess I just get bored at work and listen to a lot of podcasts, so I wonder these things. So, if you could just give me your opinion, that would help. It would help. I guess you're the authority. So, yeah, it would make a big difference. So, what would Fell Monkeys be? All right. Talk to you later. Thank you for calling. Bye.
Yeah, Gussie. Y'all, that, of course, is R.C. Martinez. And first of all, R.C., thank you so much for the call. It's lovely to hear your voice. And these are excellent questions. Yes, Big Fatty, they're excellent questions, but he spent so much time asking them, there's no time to answer them. Fear not. Fear not, R.C. Martinez. You have saved the day is all I got to say, because I'm going to answer your questions. We just ran out of Axe Big Fatty question music, but that doesn't mean I'm not going to answer your question. Now, the first question was, if Foul Monkeys was a sex act, what would it involve? And, you know, again, this is an excellent question. And, you know, when I think of monkeys, there are two things I think of. I think of a monkey kind of standing around scratching under his arms.
Big Fatty, you look like a monkey.
Then I also think of the baboons with the big red butt.
Big Fatty, monkey.
So I'm gonna say that a foul monkey is when you take your big red butt and you rub it on somebody, and their response is to reach up under their arms and go,
Big Fatty, that's fuck.
You talk about kinky. You talk about kinky.
Big Fatty, you talk about kinky. I don't want to talk about it.
But I can just see. In fact, I think that Big Ricky and Roger, I think prior to every one of their little shows that they get together in that in their studio and they and you know and rub their butts on each other, and so anyway, and as far as the Hello Waffles, Aussie, this is an excellent question, and if you had been at the Pride 48 this year, I can tell you exactly what everybody was saying when the Hello Waffles men would walk into the room. They would go, "Well, hello, Waffles, Big Freddy." But if Hello Waffles was a sex act, Big Freddy, it would be like eating pancakes. It would probably be you just have to get all scruffy and eat. But Big Freddy, we don't need to hear that you're talking about eating Calvin and JR's butt. Okay, well, anyway, but hello, Waffles. Hello. Hello, Waffles. Big Freddy, you silly. Y'all, so Aussie, I hope that answers your question. And, your questions, I should say. Y'all, I have just received a message from Miss Beva. You know, Miss Beva's been running the CSI, Faroe Islands, and y'all, you know, she has posted over at the BFO. Obviously, no one gives a shit about Squeaky Kitty.
Beanie, that makes me sad.
How the mighty fell, or is it fell? But anyway, Miss Beva, I think it's just getting started. I think that we're going to have to wait for Spot and Crazy to get some pictures posted over there. Y'all, you know, Phoenix Dave, he posted something over there at Spot and Big Fatty a while back. And y'all, I got an e-letter from him this afternoon, and it says, he says, "Herbert Party, after listening to you and other little shoes for years, I think I'm finally ready to dip my big toe, Big Fatty, into the podcasting water. I have questions on how to get started and wanted to ask if you would be willing to give me some tips and advice. And if so, may I write to you with questions on how to get set up? Thanks for sharing your time and talents with all of us. Thanks a million. Phoenix Dave, I can hear Minnie and I rolling right now, especially that Daniel Beba and the patron saint of the BFO, but I will do my best to help you out, but remember, I know how to ruin it. Okay, Gussie. Y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely, too, I say, Tuesday. Y'all, just in case you're wondering, it is, what does that say? It is 51 days till Grandma Big Fatty. The time is getting away from us. It is indeed. Y'all, this is a very busy week at the coal mine, so I'll say it again. If you can call and have some Axe Big Fatty questions, or just call and talk to Big Fatty, that would just be lovely. Or you know, if well, some of you might even want to call and tell Ed of that all it's all about Med little show about throwing a hot dog down a hallway.
I hate that shit. Don't tell me that.
Because you don't understand.
I don't.
Oh, please call Ed. We need content.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438. And give me your good gosh and gay. Me! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.